Also, an interesting way to apply karma in our relationships with others is when people do things that we don't like or do things that interfere with our happiness. If we think this is a result of my own negative karma, then again we stop blaming them and we accept the situation instead of retaliating. Okay. So this doesn't mean we're blaming ourselves. It's not a thing of blaming the victim, but it's more recognizing that why do things happen to us? Because somehow our own energy was involved. Yeah, we created the cause to be there at that time and hear those words or be the recipient of those actions or whatever. If we hadn't created the karmic cause earlier in this life or in previous lives, then we would not have, you know, experienced this situation, this result right now. So I personally find that a very helpful way to think when things don't turn out the way I want them to, is to think this is a result of my own actions. Because it stops the blaming mind, it stops the resentment. So again, you know, like in the situation I was talking about, but your car gets dented if you think, okay, this is a result of my own actions. Have you ever dented somebody's car, did something to somebody else's property and not left a note? Have you ever taken something that wasn't freely given to you? Anybody here that's never stolen anything? Never, ever, ever? You didn't take money out of your parents' wallet? You pay all fees and taxes and tickets that you're supposed to pay? Oh. You don't. Yeah, you've returned all your library books? You don't use anything from your workplace for your own personal benefit? Yeah. So, you know, we've all kind of taken things that haven't been freely given to us. So, when sometime we lack some material necessity or another, instead of blaming other people or thinking the world's unfair, if we just say, this is a result of my own actions of depriving others of what is theirs, then it makes it easier for us to accept the situation instead of getting angry. Okay, so it's a way to think about karma to help us really accept the situations that we find ourselves in. One of my friends, one nun, was doing a retreat in Nepal one day, or not one day, but for some period of time, and she developed a very big boil on her cheek, and boils can be quite painful. And so she was sitting there in the middle of, you know, poor me. You know the poor me meditation? Yeah. You take out your mala. Poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. You know, we do very good single-pointed meditation on poor me. Yeah. So she was doing her poor me meditation. She took a break and went walking around the monastery, and she bumped into our teacher. I'm ashamed. Oh, I have this boil. Rinpoche looks and goes, fantastic! You know, Rinpoche, that wasn't the answer you were supposed to give. You know, you're supposed to feel sorry for me. And he said, no, fantastic! You know, that karma is ripening and it's finishing. You know, that karma could have caused you to be born in an unfortunate rebirth for eons, and now it's ripening as a boil. Fantastic. Very good. No, but if you think like this, it really helps us deal with the situations we encounter, and it prevents us from falling into the poor me syndrome. Yeah. Because we can feel sorry for ourselves about anything, can't we? I mean, we're so involved in thinking about ourselves first that the tiniest, teeniest little inconvenient thing can set off a whole wave of, you know, pauvre de me, you know, poor me. I mean, it's true, isn't it? Yeah? So, we can get so stuck in poor me and think that, you know, our problem is the worst one in the world, and, you know, do our single-pointed meditation on how mean the world is to us and how we really deserve better and how come people don't treat us better and why is it always us? What did we do to deserve that? But we don't want an answer to that question. We just want the situation to change. But if we understand karma, when we're in a difficult situation, it is because of our own harmful action, isn't it? Yeah? Whenever we experience suffering, it's because of our own negative karma. There's nobody else to blame, nothing else to attribute it to. And if we think that this karma could have actually, had it ripened, let's say, at the time of death, it could have thrown us into an unfortunate rebirth for a long, long time. And instead, what happened? You got a cold. Well, we got off easy, didn't we? Yeah? So, you know, when we're sick with the flu or sick with a cold or we don't get what we want or something's inconvenient, if we just think, you know, this karma could have ripened in a much worse way, then, well, the mind is okay with it. We see, well, yeah, not so nice having the flu, but actually it's not so bad. It sure beats being born in the hell realm for a few eons. You know, I can endure having the flu. And we can endure having the flu, can't we? It's not really that bad. Yeah, tooth extracted. Yeah, I can endure that. It's not so bad. Okay? So if we think about karma in that way, we wind up realizing that, you know, we have a lot more inner strength than we may have initially given ourselves credit for. Okay? So this is one way to think about karma that I think can be very, very helpful to us in our life. And similarly, when we have happiness, instead of just ignoring it, yeah, ask ourselves then, what did I do to deserve this? Yeah, do you ever do that? We usually say, what did I do to deserve this when we have a problem? But try it when you're happy. What did I do to deserve this? Kind of miraculous, isn't it? Yeah. They think, oh, must have been some bit of karma I created in the past. Well, I better keep doing that. I mean, we all have food to eat, don't we? We have a place to live in. We take it for granted. You know, how much do we really appreciate the fact that we have food? I lived in India for a number of years. Now, it's really taught me to appreciate things like this. You never see wasted food anywhere in India. You never see an apple tree with half rotten apples on the ground. Never. Okay? You don't see, I was going to say half a burrito in the garbage, but you don't see any burritos in India. Okay? You know, half of a masala dosa in the garbage. You don't see it. Yeah. But, you know, so often in this country we don't appreciate our fortune to have food. And yet, you know, why do we have food? Okay. Well, why do we receive the things we need to stay alive? You know, because we were generous in previous lives. Now, giving us the cause of wealth, giving us not the cause of poverty, giving us karmically is the cause of wealth. So why do we have wealth? Because we're generous. So when we think about this, oh, wow, actually, I have a pretty good life. It's a result of being generous in previous times. I need to keep practicing generosity. I want to keep practicing generosity. Okay? Or we're sick and somebody takes care of us. You know, we could have been sick with nobody to take care of us. But somebody comes and, you know, makes us a cup of hot tea. How kind. Now, why? What did we do to deserve that? Now, we probably helped somebody else who was sick. So next time, you know, Uncle Sam is in the hospital and needs some help, instead of being full of resentment because we have to skip our favorite TV program to help Uncle Sam, you know, think about his kindness and, you know, think, oh, this is how I create the cause also to be helped by reaching out and helping others. Okay. So we begin to see, you know, how things are interconnected. You know, we're interconnected with other living beings. Our actions bring results. What we experience comes from the causes and conditions that we created previously. Okay, so when we think about all these things, you know, it really puts us in a very different frame of mind, and we start to really appreciate life, to have less resentment, better motivations, and then of course we create more positive karma that way, which leads to more happiness, which also clears obscurations from our minds when we listen to the teachings and contemplate and meditate on them. We can understand them and even realize them and develop those qualities in our own hearts. Okay? So all this is interrelated.